Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
All aboard!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM, here on Sheffield Live.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Heading out west towards Liverpool, blue skies, bright gossip and jet lags in view. I swear I saw lamp wings, a boomerang in the fields. Oh, there's heather in my heart, salt sea riding on the breeze. Watching from the harbour, Calmac ferries cruising in, seagulls wheeling and circling, squawking up the din. Oyster catchers hit and scuttle by the sea. Oh, there's heather in my heart, salt sea riding on the breeze. Well, I'm gonna wear my whistle at the FBI. Yeah, I'll take another at the seaport. As I'm passing by, Lord, I'm gonna stop up for a whiskey at the Argyle. Swam off all the road in true Caledonian style.
True Caledonian style.
Are you up, Sheffield? Oh, can't hear myself. Are you up, Sheffield? Am I here? Yes, I am. Hooray! The Trev has landed. How are you doing? It's blooming icy out there. It's gone a bit totally sodding, what is it called, Torvill and Dean? Oh, dear. But I am not alone. I am with Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, up.
Speak again.
Hello to our listener.
Oh, yeah. I think we might have two. Looks like Keith's listening.
Hi, Keith.
And I think Denise might be as well.
And
but
Denise.
We'll talk about them later. Right. Anyway, yes, it's a new year, so I decided to have people in again. But first, what is this blooming radio show? It is I, the Trev, with Diversity Fest Radio, back for another year. I think this might be the eighth year, unbelievably. Carl, how do I get away with it?
Sheer tenacity.
Ooh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something else.
And that.
If anyone's listening and you've got a question for Carl or you want to make a comment on the show, do so on Fart Burp or send us a text on the number which I haven't got in front of me.
I was nowhere near that bank.
Right, so the format of this show, and I got in a bit late because the computer access on the door and the eyes, but I'm here. You can tell it's live, can't you? So I will be waffling off the top of my head with no show notes, but you should not notice any difference. Okay, during the show, I'll play the next three tracks from the Festive 33, totally random and unscientific end-of-year chart. Last week, we had numbers 1, 2, and 3, and this week, 4, 5, and 6. Is it this week or this year? I mean, at the end of the show, at the end of December.
I think we're into the second week now.
The top 11 that I played on Boxing Day, and I was 10 minutes late because the bus took forever. Then I got to say, see you next week, next year. I don't know which it is, but I think we're now in a year, so it's next week. This week, you'll have numbers 4, 5, and 6, and you've had number 4. Heather in My Heart by Cobalt Tales. That's what started the show. So Carl's here, so I'm going to ask him a question and try and find out what I'm meant to be doing. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Trev. Trevor.
Either one, just say something so I can realise how quiet you are. What have you been up to, Carl? What have you been up to? Tell us what you've been up to.
Been up to the usual Christmas stuff, New Year and all that.
What, eating too much?
Yeah, that. And had a bit of a... bit of a hacking bug. Both me and my partner have been a bit down with it. I'm okay now. I've tested.
Yeah, germs. Is that? I get on the bus, everybody's sneezing at me.
Yeah, you can't get away from it, really. It's good at me natural immunity.
Have you been out to see any bands or anything?
Not for a while. I've been going to a few open mics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, principally, I tend to go to, and acoustics, I tend to go to the Sheaf last Monday of both months.
Oh, yeah.
Very friendly, inclusive session.
Nice pub, though.
Yeah, and indeed, so it is. The Millhouses, every first Tuesday, but this week, next week, it wasn't on this week, so it's on next week on the 14th.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to take a while, maybe you get back to normality.
What's that?
God knows. I've never been there.
Oh, you want to get there? And also,
can I get a bus to normality?
Doesn't exist.
Is it in West Yorkshire?
It could be anywhere. Liverpool or Rotterdam. Also, the cross scythes every Thursday. That's quite a lively session as well. And sometimes you get cake.
Cake? Oh, you're talking my language. Right, I'm going to play another song. I know I'm nowhere near the microphone. That's because I'm talking about the camera. I'm still on it. I'll play another song. It's not working properly. And then talk to you more.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Se io potessi por un dia essi amor e sal
encher de areia. Se pudesse esse amor todo dia. Chega perto, vem sem medo. Chega mais meu coração. Vem ouvir este segredo escondido num choro canção. Se soubesses como eu gosto do teu cheiro, teu jeito de flor, não negavas um beijinho a quem anda pedido de amor. Chora flauta, chora pinhão, choro eu o teu cantor. Chora manso, bem baixinho, nesse choro falando de amor.
Can't drink that in the studio. Don't worry, it's only a sound effect. Oh, my mic, I can hear myself speaking now. Right, okay, so yeah, we're on the next three from the festive 33 for 2024, our end of year chart, and that was Falando de Amor by Sally Doherty. Now, Sally Doherty is part of a duo called Summer Isle. Did you like that?
Very good.
Bit different, isn't it? It was in foreign.
It put me in mind of Juliet Greco, Julie London, that kind of vibe, you know.
Sort of folky jazzy thing, yeah.
I mean, I'm not an expert in that field, but, you know.
I just try to, each year, I only have so many tracks by everybody, you know, because some people have released hardly anything.
Yeah.
And Sally, for example, part of Summer Isle, they've just got their debut album out before Christmas. It's taken them about four or 5 years. It's brilliant. But, you know, for example, they have an album, it has nine tracks on it or something. But I also play tracks by them individually just to make it more interesting during the year. Because, you know, 52 shows need some stuff to fill it up, really.
God, yes.
Can't just play the same old, no matter how good it is. Anyway, yeah, so that Sally song, that song by Sally Doherty, was number five in this year's chart. So you've got one more to play. And, oh, yeah, so this is like, what was that pop show called? Cheggers plays pop. No, pop quiz. I will ask Carl for his view on the next track as well. I didn't ask you about the first one. It was so short. Cobalt Tales. I think you know them anyway.
Oh, yeah,
they're brilliant. They've been in here playing.
Oh yeah, I like them. You know, they've been around quite a while.
They've been around a bit like we have. Okay, let's have another track and then I'll come back to Carl and we're going to get Carl to play something later.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune in to Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
It's like being in an aviary.
Thought I was having a flashback.
Whatever that is. That track, you just heard Strange Performance by the Mother of Crows. Mm. Yeah, nice, isn't it?
Very good.
It's also a bit longer, so I could have a conversation with Carl.
Mm. Well, it's like Craig Charles. He'll put on some long funk tracks. I can go out and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let me know if we need a toilet break and I'll put on that 10-minute track I've got.
No, I'm good, thanks, at the moment.
Right. No, we're all right. We're all right. So, okay, that was my three from the end of the year chart. So I'm going to play one more track, and after that, I'll ask Carl if he wants to play something live now.
Okay.
But to warm us up, here's a track by Carl Ampofa and Rob Tarana. I've been spelling it wrong. Don't lose your thunder. 6 minutes long. So would you like to manoeuvre yourself into position during the next 6 minutes? Yeah. You have to get up. I mean, get off that lighting tower. Not that there's a lighting tower in this cupboard.
I was having fun up here.
There is a big ledge by the window. And we have had people try and stand on that before.
Jesus.
And fall out the window. We're only on the third floor.
Oh, right. I was looking at the ice-covered ledge beyond that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not our responsibility. Yes, if you come on the show, please don't do anything that could be potentially fatal. Right, here's a track. When we come back, Carl's playing live.
Find us on Facebook at Diversity Fest Sheffield.
There's a grey cloud that follows you everywhere. At least that's what you seem to think. You act like there's nothing and nobody cares. You put yourself out to a drink. You think that your life is a terrible joke and you're playing a dangerous game. You stagger around in the wind and the smoke and you let yourself out of the rain. In the night, someone down from your blood-spattered throne. Stay away from the creeps that are bleeding you dry, and they'll leave you alone. You stare at the sky with your eyes on fire, burning everything in your sight. You wish you had wings that could take you higher, tear off into the night. Yeah.
be a healer and giver. You owe it to those who still care. You can burn like a fire. You can glow like a coal. You can burn with desire. But don't burn out your soul. You stare at the sky with your eyes on fire. Burning everything in your sight. You wish you had wings that could take you higher. Tear off into the night. Don't lose your thunder. Don't throw it away. Don't lose your thunder. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. Don't lose your thunder. Don't throw it away. Don't lose your thunder. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. You might need it someday. Don't lose your thunder. Don't throw it away. Don't lose your thunder.
Well, my mic's a bit weird. That's it. My head's at the wrong angle. I have to cock it at a slightly interesting angle. Yeah, I think it's the cable on the presenter's mic is a bit weird. Anyway, wasn't that good?
Look after your neck.
Did that sound? Yeah, did that sound familiar to you, Carl?
I've heard it before somewhere.
You heard "Don't Lose Your Thunder" by Carl Ampofo and Rob Tarana. And guess who's in the studio? Carl Ampofo.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
Carl,
I
it's
forgot.
You.
Yeah.
Hello, Carl. He's still here. Yeah, so in a minute, would you like to play a couple of songs for us?
Yes.
I need to just turn my head round to see what the levels are on things, because I'm pointing my head up to the microphone.
Hold your head up.
Holding my head up a little bit too high. So, I'm just going to put the CD thing down in case I inadvertently play it.
There you go.
Right, Carl Ampofo, live at Diversity Fest Radio, at Sheffield Live, or whenever it is. 9th of January, apparently.
It is the 9th of January.
Play us a song or two, will you?
Right, this first one is called Water. You can all join in the chorus. Thank you.
big gulp. What was that called, Carl?
Water.
Water. Water. Water. Everywhere.
Not a drop to drink. Especially not on the table. I'm just going to check my tuning a sec.
Yeah. It proves it's live.
This is a relatively new one. It's called Tribe. So
Tribe?
Tribe. God, wash your ears out. I'm just moving the microphone a bit.
Yeah.
None of you can see me faffing about here. And I've got all manner of junk on the table.
Put them wherever you're comfortable and I can adjust the volumes anyway.
Right. Yeah. Right, this is called Tribe. Hang on, sorry about this. Bloody capo steam, please. I'll melt you down if you're not careful. Right. Sometimes you feel quite powerless and stuck in a rut. No one cares to even know your name. You might feel quite insignificant and all used up, but there are many, many more who feel the same. When I find my tribe, I won't have to hide anymore, with you all standing by my side. When I find my tribe, I won't be denied. Share our feelings far and wide. When I find my tribe. Feel no one else can feel the same as you do. There must be something wrong with you. But for all of those on the back burner or left on the shelf, you're the many, not the few. When I find my tribe, I won't have to hide anymore, with you all standing by my side. When I find my tribe, I won't be denied. Share your feelings far and wide. When I find my tribe. When I find my tribe, I won't have to hide anymore, with you all standing by my side. When I find my tribe, I won't be denied anymore, with you all standing by my side. When I find my tribe.
Thank you, Carl. Wow. Now, you just heard two tracks live in the studio by Carl Ampofo, and one was called Water. Was that the first one?
That was the first one, Water.
And the second one was called Tribe.
Yep.
Not Tripe, as I said. I thought it was a song about new base. Northern foodstuffs.
Used to love that one as a kid.
Yeah.
Isn't it made out of lungs?
Oh, it's made out of disgusting stuff that I no longer eat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving on. Oh, just to say, Carl, I think we've got some more listeners. I think Robin's listening because they just responded.
Hi,
and Donna, I don't think you know Donna. Donna lives in North Wales and does comedy and actually did one of the Diversity Fest fundraisers at some antique shop somewhere millions of years ago. So anyway, I think she's listening. And I think...
I might not know you, Donna, but hi there.
And also think Molly, that's Gemma from Skin Tones, is listening.
Oh, yeah, so hi, Molly.
Right, okay, let's have another track and try and figure out why my headphones are making a weird noise.
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
Hard to accept. It's over now, but still you won't forget. We'll play it out again for reasons long forgot. Trapped in the same scene, trapped in the same plot. It doesn't have to be this hard. You seem to fail to see I'm not the enemy. It doesn't have to be this hard. You seem to fail to see I'm not your enemy. Need to know I'm trying my best. It's not good enough. Well, just give it a rest. I know part of it is me. There's nothing I can do. It's just the way I am, the way you are too. Doesn't have to be this hard. You see the fantasy. I'm not your enemy.
Wow. My headphones are going very strange. Ah, I've got it. It's the plug on top of the mic. Look at that. It's gone. Yeah. Sorry about that. Technical problems. I was getting all this staticky, swishing sound in my headphones during when Carl was playing. But it wasn't Carl. He's a professional musician. I must have knocked... bit of laugh. That wasn't my laughter. That was Carl's. I must have knocked the plug on the top of the mic. I do hit my head on the boom that the mic's on quite a lot, and that's probably what's happened.
But I've just knocked it.
Let's come back. Anyway, you heard... What was it? It Doesn't Have to Be This Hard by Generals, which I think you might know something about.
Yeah. That's nice here, Adam's dulcet tones again. He's no longer with Generals, but we still love him.
I mean, that's an old track, but I really like it, so, yeah.
Well, okay. I love it. Yeah. I haven't actually heard that for quite a while, so it's bringing back some good memories.
That was with your old drummer as well, I suspect.
Tash, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I also love, if you're listening, Tash.
she does sometimes listen. Okay, do you want to do two or three more songs for us?
Okay.
And I'll shut up.
Okay. This is, good God, 2006, that's over 10 years ago. I can't add up. This is called Bit on the Side. I'll take these things off, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm being audible so you can hear me faff about as well as...
I can hear you quite well, but...
I was talking to the... public in general.
Ah, yeah. The listener, yeah. I've only sat about 2 foot away from you.
I'll try not to spit when I'm singing then.
That's fine.
This is called Bit on the Side. Rain hit the window, hears the clicking of the fan. The sweat cools down on their bodies as she snuggles up to the man. Then the alarm clock wakes her and she knows what it bids. Soon he'll be getting up to go back home to his wife and kids. And she's only got one life, and he's already got one wife, and she's getting so very tired of being a bit on the side. Into the shop where she works about a couple of times a week. And apart from the usual pleasantries, they hardly ever speak. She tries to act so nonchalant and keep the guilt from her face as she asks her, do you need any help with your packing today? And she's only got one life, and he's already got one wife, and she's getting so very tired of being a bit on the side. Tell her all about us. He's been promising this for years, but she somehow gets the feeling it'll all end up in tears. He's approaching his turn off. Nearly home. Well, he shouldn't have left his other jacket behind, all the messages on his phone. He's in for a frosty reception, this really isn't what he planned. And one way or the other, the shit's about to hit the fan. And his back's up against the wall, and there's nowhere else he can fall. Can you guess who made grows cold. And she's only got one life, and he's already got one wife. And she's getting so very tired of being a bit on the side. Right, so I'm just having a quick think.
Yeah. Well, you've got time to do maybe another one or two, but I noticed that you might want to change your instrument.
Yeah.
That's fine.
In fact, I'm just going to put the mic up while Carl gets his other weapon out.
Yes, the first one was a bouzouki. This is a Tanglewood travel guitar.
Oh!
Product placement.
Is that so you can take it in your hand luggage?
This is a result of ducking into a music shop to avoid a rain shower in Western Supermare and came out with this.
You accidentally bought a small guitar.
I also accidentally bought a Mexican Strat in Cardiff. Right. I'm making noises so you can actually hear me faff. This partly came about as a dream.
Is it Freudian?
No, sadly, quite boringly not. It involved Mott the Hoople, Frank Sinatra and Paul McCartney. Nothing weird happened, nobody was naked. And this is called Chaperone. In fact, one line in it has been left over from an unfinished song from about 30-odd years back. You come on like a dream, like a queen of the last days of summer. The queen's getting mean and she keeps her chopping blade keen. The mouse falls asleep at the start of the Mad Hatter's supper. Come out of this dream if you want to keep yourself clean. Could it be a grand mistake? Isn't the dream I settled on? Is it just a detour on the road I'm on? And I don't wanna be your excuse. I don't wanna be your chaperone. I don't wanna be here 'cause you want to make him jealous. The bridal gown is aflame and the church is on fire. The vicar can't remember the name of the bride and the groom. Look up to the sky, see the crack in the tallest spire. The castle falls and the congregation howls at the moon. Could this be a grand mistake? This isn't the dream I settled for. Could it be a detour on the road I'm on? And I don't wanna be your excuse. I don't wanna be your chaperone. I don't wanna be here 'cause you want to make him jealous. Thank you. fought for something that you could depend on. The bitter crumbs of a narcoleptic dream. Can't concentrate, can't focus your attention. The jury's out and the defendant starts to scream. Could it be a grand mistake? This isn't the dream I settled for. Could it be a detour on the road I'm on? And I don't want to be your excuse. I don't want to be your chaperone. I don't want to be here cause you want to make him jealous. I don't want to be here cause you want to make him jealous. I don't want to be here.
Yay! One more, one more. We've got time for one more.
Crikey.
If you want.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got 8 minutes after the show. You need to leave me 2 minutes at the end.
Right.
6 minutes including... Can you do that?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've not got 10 minute ethics to play.
No, no, no.
We'll just go have a random sound effect and do...
I might have played this one before, I'm not sure.
Sorry, you're allowed to play the same thing twice?
Dedicate it to someone whose name I can't even bring myself to mention on the radio. I wrote a song about a dying once, so it gives you a clue. This is called Don't Take It Out on Me. Say that there's no money, there's not enough to share. It's a joke that isn't funny. We know that you don't care. You give another little squeeze, cut a little more. Try to keep us on our knees as we start another war. My eyes, I see through you if you were blind. I can't wait to get you out of my life. Don't take it out on me now. Take it out on me now. Don't take it out on me now. I don't know what you're on about. Don't take it out on me. Closing down the hospitals, boarding up the schools. We'll have to beg for welfare pretty soon. Dig a little deeper, tighten up our belts. The slide is getting steeper, straight to hell. Believe what the papers say. Don't believe them anyway. I can't wait to see you under the ground. Take it out on me now. Take it out on me now. Take it out on me now. I don't know what you're on about. Don't take it out. Take it out on me now. Take it out on me now. Take it out on me now. I don't know what you're on about. Don't take it out on me.
Wow! Thank you, Carl. What was that called?
Don't Take It Out on Me.
That's what I got down. Right, okay. So we're running. Thanks so much for coming in. We're within 3 minutes to the end of the show. Will you come in again sometime?
I'd love to.
Excellent. Right. So I think I could just fit one more track in if I'm quick. So see you next week. Keep it diverse.
Sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
I really need that. Okay, my mic is up. Oh. Wow. I'd like to finish the show on something I've not played before. What you heard there was the Hairbrush from the Clara soundtrack, scored by The Bleeding Obvious. Hello, Jess. We've had Jess play her own music in the studio a few times, and Carl's been here as well. In fact, didn't we do some dodgy dancing? Right, see you next week. I don't know who's coming in on the next few days. It depends how much ice there is getting in the way of everything. But tune in anyway. Thanks for listening, Keith, and everybody else who's out there. Hope you enjoyed it.
See you next week. And remember, keep it diverse.
Yeah, I only got 20 seconds left anyway. But I did have time to say what it was. No.